got to, one time we were in this festival in Indiana, I think it was, at the Bean Blossom site, and it wasn't a huge festival, it was thrown by the folks who do a Magnolia Fest and Spring Fest down in Florida, but it was a heavy-duty roster, and they had this all-star jam the last day with Peter Rowan and Bella Fleck and Tony Rice, and then for some reason they asked us to come down. And we got on stage, and you look over, and there's Bella counting one off, and you're like, okay, this is nothing to do here but breathe and just do your best, you know? It was quite an exciting experience, and that's the great thing about playing the kind of music we play. We meet a lot of our heroes along the way, and, you know, it's something that keeps us inspired and keeps us practicing to meet great musicians all along the way.
I had to take a solo after Tony Rice.
He had nothing on you, man, nothing. We're gonna do a song about a banjo player now. This is well, Nat knows more about this guy than I do. This crazy old banjo player, somewhere up in the Appalachians, it kind of disappeared for a few years. Wasn't heard of. Have anybody heard from Silas recently?
No one's heard from Silas.
He disappeared since again. But there was a sighting not long ago.
Silas, don't be such an affectionate thing. Well, Greek and say, now I'll go home.